It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Hey ho, here we go. Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it. It feels good. I got to get back into the rhythm of the podcast.
It's been a week and a half.
It has been. It's been weird. We had a nice vacation, but we are back. And we're back.
How do you feel? Are you like,
I feel great.
Yeah.
I feel well rested. Got to do a lot of fun family stuff. Got to do a lot of just downtime stuff.
A lot of boozing.
I did a lot of boozing.
Did you catch any movie?
No. We watched some, like, you know, the typical Christmas fair and everything like that. But, well, actually, yesterday, though, so if you're listening to this, it's Wednesday, January 2nd. New Year's Day, Kiki and I just lounged around and did nothing but watch movies.
All right, I want to get in this because I think we want to talk about Bird Box a little bit, Netflix
Box.
And all of that.
Bird Box, yeah.
First off, before we get into that, I want to talk about A Christmas Story, the movie.
Yeah,
watching
with Ralphie.
Yeah, watching it over the, you know, the Christmas break or what. I don't think I like it anymore.
It's been overdone. I've actually never been a huge fan of that movie.
You know?
But again, because they do the 24-hour marathon, that's too much.
It's too much.
It's too much.
Maybe it's because I've seen it so many times.
Yeah.
But I remember watching it this past break and just thinking, just like, I just don't know if I like it.
See?
Just don't know if I'm getting into it.
That's why, like, Miracle on 34th Street or It's a Wonderful Life, they're great because you really only watch them around the holidays, but they're not on for 24 hours straight.
Yeah, yeah, over and over and over, yeah. And usually you take a nap during that time while it's on.
Yeah.
So you wake up, and a lot of times it's like to the part where you took a nap, and then it's on again, and then you wake up at the same part.
Yeah, you just watch
this movie's long.
You just watch the same part over and over again. But no, we watched some new stuff, and I'm actually really, really excited to talk about this movie because I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Bird Box.
I agree with
Netflix
you.
Original series. John Malkovich is in there. Sandra Bullock. There was actually a really good cast. I was like, man, that's like, this is great. It was a great cast.
So the reason I think we both watched it is because so many people have been talking about it on, you know, social media and whatnot. You got to see it. You got to watch it. Usually when it's like that, I'm like, no, I'm not going to because everybody else is doing it.
Yeah.
But I ended up watching it, and I really liked it.
Says the guy who roots for the Patriots. You bandwagon.
You know, bandwagon. Hey, if it's good, I'm a fan. You know?
But I ended up watching it with Kiki the other night, and I honestly really liked it. I thought it was I was also nervous, too, because I was like, this is like a thriller, scary movie.
Yeah, you don't like scary movies.
But it's no spoilers. Anyone, I guess if we want to talk about it, we just say spoilers. Just be cautious listening to this if you haven't seen it yet. But I thought the premise was pretty cool. You know, and there's been a couple people like, oh, it's too many plot holes and like, so my cousin is...
Part of the best part of it.
My cousin is dating this douchebag. Oh, just a raging douchebag.
Yeah.
And I saw in his post, oh, it's a garbage movie. Garbage movie. Like, too many plot holes.
What kind of movies are you watching, bro?
Yeah, just calm down, Spielberg. Really?
Yeah.
You have never made a movie in your life, okay?
Hey, James Cameron.
Yeah.
Bring it back a little bit.
Garbage movie. Just garbage. Shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Now, again, there's things in the movie that maybe I'm like, okay, well, I'm not quite sure how that happened or this, or maybe we could have had a... But it's, again, you only have so long to explain a movie unless you make a series out of it.
I enjoyed you talking about plot holes. I enjoyed that part about the movie. Real quick, right now, earmuffs, kind of a spoiler.
Yeah, okay, spoiler, and I'll put a spoiler tag on everything,
all right,
too.
So
yeah.
If you haven't seen it and you plan on seeing it, earmuffs, cover your ears right now, because I'm going to talk about something. How they don't show the monster, I thought was brilliant.
I thought so, too. At the very end of the movie, I looked over at Kiki, and I said, I'm kind of glad, because, one, it might have taken away from it.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of see your own thing, or you imagine what it could be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and another thing I wanted to bring up, too, it's a lot like The Happening.
Yeah.
Have you seen The Happening with Mark Wahlberg?
No, I have not.
It's a lot like Bird Box.
Oh, really?
But they end up showing the monster. It's kind of the same premises.
Did it ruin it?
No, it didn't ruin it. No. Bird Box is definitely better.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, did it kind of ruin The Happening?
It did. The mysteriousness of not knowing what it was in Bird Box... Definitely made it better for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Showing the thing at the end of The Happening or whenever they did, was kind of like,
Well, it was kind of like...
Leave it up to the imagination, man.
You know in the movie Signs?
Yeah.
You know
with the aliens?
Joaquin Phoenix and Mel Gibson and the little... What was it? The boy?
Yeah, the little boy.
Or whatever. Anyway, the boy and girl. You know, it was still... At the time, it was pretty good CGI, What was the scariest part is when I'm getting goosebumps just that when it shows the alien walk across the TV screen.
The TV screen.
When
right.
he's in the one, and if you've ever seen Signs, spoiler. But at the end, when you know, swing away, and you see the alien in the kitchen and everything, it's kind of like
it took away from it.
It did.
It looks fake. Now it's fake in my brain. It sucks. It's same thing with like the movie It. I don't know if you've seen, not the new one, the old one.
Hell no.
It's like the 2-part, you know, 8-hour
movie.
I've
seen parts of it,
and
that's
all. The movie's pretty good up until the very end, that spider comes.
Oh, yeah.
You're just like, dude, why?
Yep.
I watch 4 hours of this movie for that.
Yeah.
You know, don't show the monster.
Yeah.
If they didn't show it in Signs, the alien, I think it would have been better.
Or if they would have, like...
just left it at the TV part.
Left it at the TV part, or when Joaquin Phoenix went in and, you know, just, so the hole with the glasses of water and everything like that. Again, spoilers, everyone, spoilers. Mm. I think if they maybe wouldn't have shown that action, because, yeah, the alien was just so...
it's too CGI'd,
and I think
well, I think movie like directors and producers think they have to have this big ending, this big, you know, reveal ending of what the whole movie was about, what everybody is anticipated to see.
Yeah.
And for some reason, at the end of Bird Box, because I thought while watching the movie, I'm like,
I was just waiting every
time.
I'm
going to see this monster eventually.
Every time they did like a cutaway where you just saw like the leaves rustling, I thought for sure, boom. Jump scare.
And then when they didn't, there was a moment where I was like, damn it, I wanted to see what it was. Yeah. But then I was like, yeah, that's pretty good.
You can make up your own monster because you see what you want to see.
And
or
you know,
what you...
they do kind of show the monster in that movie.
A little bit with the one guy.
When the one guy comes into the house.
Dude, that scene, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. The old lady, spoilers. The old lady with the scissors.
Jeez, man.
But I thought it was really good. And you know, kind of wrap up this conversation. I think everyone should see it. Don't be like that, my cousin's douchebag, musclehead boyfriend. See it. Make up your own mind. And I think you'll enjoy it. If you go into it with with kind of an open mind.
Yeah, you'll definitely enjoy it.
I think you'll enjoy it. And Sandra Bullock looks good.
Good movie. And you know what? We got to mention Netflix too, man. Killing it.
Dude.
Kill it. Netflix is the newest, dude. I'm telling you, they're going to take over the movie industry.
I'm excited because a lot of these things, Amazon originals, Hulu originals, Amazon, Netflix originals.
You know what I like about the Netflix originals is you can just click on one and you know it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Because Netflix won't, I don't know if I should go out and say that, but they won't let a Netflix original be terrible.
No. And they put, now these things have budgets to make really good, I mean,
you see
big budget films.
A-list actors going to Netflix.
Well, they're getting paid real good, you know. And unfortunately, too, some of them people would be like, well, what about Adam Sandler? And they get him in these like 7-movie contracts, and now they're just pumping them out. Well, you know, again, not all of them are going to be. Did you see the Sandy Wexler story?
I've watched some of it.
Oh, see, I love that. I thought it was a really great story. That was a Netflix original. I think there's a lot of opportunity because you know what kills me is you see all of these networks, ABC, NBC, Fox, what are they doing? They're just bringing back old shows. There's no new original ideas.
Yep.
All they're doing is let's go with what's safe. The fact that they brought back Roseanne, they kicked Roseanne off the show, and then they made the Connors.
The Connors.
Just let it go.
Let it go.
us as that old, I will say, the older generation that is not Netflix savvy as much, they like what's comfortable. More people would be so much more comfortable with a Friends reunion than something new that they have to take a chance
on. You can definitely see that in the content.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the content.
That's why the Big Bang Theory has been on for, what, 14 seasons? And they're paying the people $1 million+ an episode?
Can't stand that show.
And just, I'll say here, I'm not going to sit here and belittle it because I think the first few seasons were cute and clever and had some good stuff, but now it's just like they've run through everything. That Sheldon show is a spinoff, and it's horrible.
You know, I think originally he was going to be Sheldon. Do you know this?
Uh-oh.
And they went at him like 4 or 5 times, and he just kept shutting them down. Macaulay Culkin.
Really?
Yeah. He was originally going to be the whatever Sheldon is,
yeah.
I guess. But, they kept coming at him, and he's like, oh, dude,
yeah,
not doing it. He didn't do anything for a long time.
Oh, God, that would have been a nice payday. Of course, would it be the same if you didn't have Jim Parsons in there?
Probably not.
Yeah. Anyway, check out Bird Box, and check out, you just take some time, scroll through a lot of Netflix originals, Hulu originals, Amazon
stand-up
Prime
Stand-up comedy on Netflix.
Oh, dude, there's some great stuff. Chappelle did a bit for Netflix. I mean, it's awesome, man. So go check it out. All right, that's enough of us ranting for today. Thanks, everyone, for checking out the podcast. Don't forget, you can hear more on this website. You can explore more on the website where you heard the podcast, wirx.com. And, of course, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on your FM dial. It's the best.
Absolutely the best.
The best around. All right, we'll see you guys next time.